East Coast Breakfast.
What the heck, Carmen?
Well, it's a whatever for Rebel Wilson, guys. So apparently, the memoir has been pulled from shelves in Australia on its first day of release. So she's got this chapter about Sacha Baron Cohen that now it's come out that she apparently felt sexually harassed by him.
Yeah.
She had a whole chapter about him. But anyway, his people were trying to sue her and get that chapter removed.
Yeah.
And now the books are gone. So maybe there's some kind
maybe
of court legal battle going on in the background. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But
she
anyway,
can't recall the books that were sold, though.
No, I don't know how many. It's only been one day, so I don't think like that many books were sold.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
But that's one thing. And then, guys, the craziest story.
Mm.
So the two kids, Wade and James, they are no longer kids, but at the time they were kids. They've previously both accused Michael Jackson of being a pedophile with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know the story.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Michael's team are now trying to prevent this particular two individuals from getting documents from Michael Jackson's estate that show possibly have Michael Jackson nudes in them.
Oh, snap. Mm.
So they're trying to protect the actual nude pictures of Michael Jackson because they think these guys are going to say, hey, they could describe what he looked like. Do you know what I mean? What he looked like naked because of the accusations to police.
Yeah.
Because then that's what Michael Jackson's people are saying. Because they're now suing Michael Jackson's estate and the staff and saying you were actually responsible for us getting molested at a young age because you were the staff around us at the time.
Yeah.
So they're now trying to prevent this from happening and not trying to give him these files or give them the files. So we'll have to wait and see what happens in court. But it is quite invasive, irrespective. So we're going to wait and see what happens. If it's really hectic, guys.
Sheesh.
But we'll finally know the truth, I guess, because there's been so many allegations and accusations against the accusers that say they all made it up and they all sat together and have the same story. So there's also that exists. So I guess we just want the truth. And then there's a crazy story about Kanye, but nobody is surprised.
Yeah.
No one is shocked. Treating
his
staff really badly, being anti-Semitic, being worse to the black people than he was to the white employees. Guys, he's done some crazy thing to his employees. He's made them go into a room. He shouted like he's been the most horrible boss in the world.
Mm.
So I guess we should all appreciate ours today. So that's just another Kanye story. It could be Kanye. So yeah, we move.
Kanye boss. Yeah, I can. So it's going to be like that today. Wow, it's crazy out there. You know what? I come to work and I sit with you and I go, oh, this normality, how refreshing. How refreshing.
East Coast Breakfast.